from Simon & Schuster Audio, The Prize, The Epic Quest for Oil, Money, and Power, by Daniel Yergin. Read by Bob Jameson.
In the decades following World War II, through countless twists and turns in global politics, through the ebb of imperial power and the flow of national pride, one trend progressed in a straight and rapidly ascending line, the consumption of oil. If it can be said in the abstract that the sun energized the planet, it was oil that now powered its human population, both in its familiar forms as fuel and in the proliferation of new petrochemical products. Oil emerged triumphant, the undisputed king, a monarch garbed in a dazzling array of plastics. He was generous to his loyal subjects, sharing his wealth to and even beyond the point of waste. His reign was a time of confidence, of growth, of expansion, of astonishing economic performance. His largesse transformed his kingdom, ushering in a new drive-in civilization. It was the age of hydrocarbon man. The early glimmerings of this new age appeared in 1859, when the first oil well was drilled in Titusville, Pennsylvania. It began a boom that quickly spread around the world. In 1873, the great Baku oil fields in Russia opened to development. The developers were the Nobel family from Sweden, and later the French branch of the Rothschild family. In 1885, oil was discovered in Sumatra by the Royal Dutch Company. In 1892, the British entrepreneur Marcus Samuel sent the first tanker through the Suez Canal, the beginning of Shell Oil. In 1901, another Englishman, William Knox Darcy, acquired the first concession to drill for oil in Persia. It took 8 years of dry holes before oil was struck there. Mexico's Golden Lane was discovered in 1910.